Welcome, everyone, to the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee meeting. We are here for a couple of items on our agenda, and we're going to first start with asking Oksana to take the roll call.
Absolutely. Give me a second, please. Okay, we start with Judge Kelly.
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Good afternoon. I'm here.
Thank you. Judge Fannin.
Here.
Judge Ryan.
Present.
Judge Sachs informed us that he will be absent today. Is Kim Bartleson? I think I saw her.
Ms. Bartleson? She's waving here.
Ms. Fleming notified us she will be late for the meeting. Mr. Landry?
Here.
Mr. Taniguchi?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Great, thank you, everyone. So we have 8 members present at the moment. We have a quorum and we can begin.
Great, thank you. Just as a reminder, the meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. So please remember to unmute yourself prior to speaking. And please also note that Judge Buckley is no longer on the subcommittee due to his upcoming retirement. And we want to take a moment to thank him for his leadership and service and wish him the very best in his retirement. As to the agenda items, is there a motion to approve the minutes from the November 12, 2021 Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee meeting? That's page 3 of the materials.
This is Judge Ryan. I would so move.
And is there a second?
I'm happy to second. I think I saw Kim motioning that she would be seconding it.
So I see Ms. Bartleson waving to second. I don't know that her audio is working, so we'll go by hand gestures, but between Ms. Bartleson and Mr. Yamasaki, I'll take that as a second. Is there anybody opposed to the passing of the minutes? Hearing nothing and seeing no hand waves, then I will indicate that the motion is approved regarding the minutes. Written public comments were received for this meeting and shared with the members prior to the start of the meeting. And that concludes the public comment portion of the meeting today. Our first item for discussion and action is the allocation from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, the IMF, for 22-23 fiscal year. The total requested allocation for the 22-23 fiscal year are $45.4 million, the decrease of approximately $9.6 million from the prior year. And our new member, Shirley Mohammed, will be present on this item. So I'll hand it off to Shirley.
Thank you, Judge. Hello, my name is Shirley Mohammed, and I am an analyst in budget services. Item number one on today's agenda is requesting allocation from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, or IMF, for the upcoming 2022-23 fiscal year. The total request is for $45.4 million, which is $9.6 million less than the prior year. The total request, the reduction is primarily due to one-time costs, as well as expiring budget change proposal funding. I would like to direct your attention to Attachment 1A, found on page 11 of your materials. This shows the numeric details of this request. This is a summary by a program shown in lines 1 to 34, and at the bottom of the page by office, shown in lines 36 to 46. Column D reflects the approved allocations from last year, and column E to G reflect the recommended allocations for 2022-23. Column E breaks down the request as 7.4 million for state operations, and column F reflects approximately 38 million for local assistance. The remaining two columns, H and I, show the change from current year in dollars and in percentages. Attachment 1B on pages 12 and 13 of the material provide detailed descriptions for each of the 34 programs outlined in Attachment 1A. Attachment 1C on page 14 of the material is the fund condition statement. In this, you will see that based on current revenue estimates, including the audit findings of approximately 5 million in 2021-22, the fund is estimated to be able to sustain the program request for the foreseeable future. Approval of the requested allocations will leave an estimated fund balance in the IMF of approximately 14.1 million in 2022-23. This is reflected under column E, line 28. We have invited office leaders and program representatives to today's meeting should you have questions on any of the specific allocations. The recommendation is to approve the 2022-23 allocation from the IMF in the amount of 45.4 million, and this is found on page 9. This concludes our presentation, and we are happy to take any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Mohammed? Okay, I'm not seeing any hands waved or any raised hands. So would anybody consider making a motion then regarding the recommendation?
Bartelson moves for approval as presented.
Thank you. We'll show Ms. Bartelson making the motion. And is there a second?
Fannin will second.
Thank you, Judge Fannin, with that second. Any further discussion on the issue? All right. All in favor of adopting the recommendation, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes. Thank you. And then the next item is up for a presentation by Mr. Yamasaki.
Well, thank you very much, Judge Kelly. This item is number 2, and the materials are located starting on page number 15. The item itself relates specifically to proposed allocations from the Trial Court Trust Fund for the 22-23 fiscal year. You'll be asked to consider adopting recommendations for the 22-23 preliminary allocations from the TCTF, which will then be presented to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee on May 5th, at the May 5th, 2022 meeting, the Budget Committee, and then the Council will consider the item at the July 14th, 15th business meeting over the summer. The item itself is seeking action that relates specifically to allocating approximately $220 million from the 22-23 budget year. Interestingly, it's a decrease of approximately $15 million from the current budget year, and Oksana from Budget Services will be presenting on this item. Oksana.
Thank you, Mr. Yamasaki. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Oksana Tak, Senior Budget Analyst with Budget Services. This agenda item requests adoption of the recommended preliminary 2022-23 Trial Court Trust Fund, TCTF in short, allocations totaling $220 million. This is a decrease of approximately $15 million from the 21-22 allocations, driven primarily by one-time costs and decreases in revenue collection. We would like To begin by directing your attention to attachment A on page 21, which details TCTF allocations in state operations and local assistance appropriations for various programs. This attachment is broken down into sections to make it easier for you to review. Columns E, F, and G represent approved allocations from 21-22. Columns H, I, and J display requested allocations for 22-23. And columns K and L represent the dollars and percentage change, respectively, from current year to budget year. The bottom portion of attachment A also provides two summaries of the total allocations displayed cumulatively by each office and by each TCTF program. Next, attachment B on pages 22 and 23 provides narrative descriptions of the programs receiving TCTF funding allocations. Lastly, so you can be assured that TCTF has sufficient funds to support all requests, please see attachment C on page 24, which displays the TCTF fund condition statement. It is projected at the end of 2023 to have a fund balance of $112.3 million, of which approximately $31.2 million is restricted and $81.1 million is unrestricted. Therefore, TCTF is anticipated to have adequate funds to support the 22-23 proposed preliminary allocations. In conclusion, the recommendation presented on pages 19 and 20 is to approve a total of $220 million in preliminary allocations for 2022-23 from the TCTF for consideration by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee at its meeting on May 5th, 2022. Please note that since these are preliminary, some modifications may be necessary based on the future state revenue revisions and priority changes. That concludes our presentation. Should subcommittee members have any questions, we have Judicial Council staff on the call to assist. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tuck, for a very detailed presentation. At this time, I will open it up for any questions that any of the members have before we move on this. Any questions?
This is Kim. The public comment that we received from the Placer CEO, how does that fit into this? I'm assuming it's into this conversation.
Yeah, this particular, public comment item actually is being referred to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee to be taken up at that time.
Perfect. I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, I see no hands or have heard no requests for further questions. So at this time, I would be happy to entertain a motion to act
on this for approval as presented.
Ms. Bartleson moved approval as presented. Is there a second?
Judge Ryan, I'd second that.
Judge Ryan seconds that as well. And is there any further discussion? No further discussion. So at this time, if you, those in favor, it's been moved, it's been seconded. Those in favor, please signal by voting aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any nays? Any abstentions? Okay, that motion carries. And back to you, Judge Kelly.
Thank you very much. I want to take a moment to thank the Budget Services Division within the Judicial Council. One of the reasons these meetings, I think, go so smoothly and without too many hiccups is because of the intense work and the amount of hours they put into preparing the materials, having them distributed in a timely fashion so everybody can be up to speed on them and be prepared for any questions. So I just want to take a moment and really say thank you to everyone in Budget Services, from Zlatko all the way to our newest member, Ms. Shirley Muhammad. And again, welcome to Shirley. And just as an aside for this last item, while we have this as a standing item for the subcommittee every spring, there could be other items or other issues or items that come up that occur and that will require our attention throughout the year. We will keep the members apprised as actions and items arise. But unless there's anything else for the good of the committee, subcommittee, then I will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody, for attending. I really appreciate it. Good to see everybody.
Good seeing you. Thank you very much, Oregon.
Thank you.